It was the last day we were going to be reading before the children had their Thanksgiving break. And of course, in North Carolina, they get a nice long break at Thanksgiving. The teacher had come in to tell us that she didn't know if the little boy was going to want to come into the library that day to read. Now, when we set up to be in the library for the reading program, we always spread out a nice blanket. The dog would lay on the blanket and we'd have our books. And of course, the child would come in. And most of the time, the children would almost lay on the dog. They'd either lay down and have their head on the resting on the dog's back, or they would just lay with their arms around the dog. And see, our dogs are trained to be able to accept any kind of feel or touch and, you know, in turn, love back. So the little boy really wasn't sure whether or not he was wanted to come in. He was having a very sad day, and the teacher told us that. And I said, well, why don't you just send him in? At least we had our dog Bunker at that time. I said, Bunker would at least like to have, tell him to have a nice, happy Thanksgiving. So the little boy finally came in, and he got down on the floor with Bunker, completely ignored me, and crawled on the floor and laid down on Bunker and just cried and cried and cried. And so, of course, I pretended like I was Bunker asking questions to the little boy and just said, why are you so sad today? Bunker wants to know why you're so sad. And he said, well, Bunker, where are you going for Thanksgiving? And so I pretended I was the dog answering again and said, well, Bunker was going to stay with her mom and dad. And he said, well, I wished I was going to stay with my mom, but I have to go to my dad's and I don't want to go. I just do not want to go. So in Bunker, of course, the question through me was, well, why don't you want to go? You're going to have a great time and I'll be here to see you after Thanksgiving. And the little boy said, I don't want to go to my dad's because he beats me and so does his girlfriend. And I want to stay with my mom because I am not smacked or hit. And I just want to stay here. But mom says I have to go. And the little boy just cried and cried. And so we, of course, through the dog, tried to tell him that, you know, everything was going to be fine. And of course, when you get into a situation like that, we are trained that we have to report to the school right away. And it was an incident of child abuse. And the child was taken care of and did not have to go with his father that weekend. So that's a really sad story for me.
Terrible.
It was very sad because, of course, the child did not want to relate to a human being because he had been hurt by humans. And so it was easier for him to relate to the dog and talk to the dog rather than tell me what was going on. Because like I said, through this whole process, he ignored me. He wouldn't even look at me. But I would put my ear down to pretend Bunker was telling me things, and that helped the child open up. And it changed my whole outlook that through a therapy dog, this boy's life was changed. This dog saved this boy.